Dr. Warren Slayton is a board-certified physiatrist who is trained at the best institutions for medical school through fellowship training. He graduated from Washington University Medical School in St. Louis. He completed a residency in physical medicine and rehabilitation at University of Medicine and Dentistry of New Jersey at Newark and Kessler Institute for Rehabilitation. After a few years of practice, he completed a spine fellowship at Florida Spine Institute in Clearwater, Florida. He is board-certified in physical medicine and rehabilitation with a subspecialty certification in pain medicine, medical acupuncture, ozone therapy, and bioidentical hormone replacement. With training in musculoskeletal ultrasound, prolotherapy, neural prolotherapy, platelet-rich plasma injections, and neural therapy, Dr. Slayton has now brought all of his experience and expertise together to establish the Regenerative Healing Center right here in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. Now, here's Dr. Slayton.
Hi, this is Dr. Warren Slayton. I am the founder of the Regenerative Healing Center in Ridgewood, New Jersey. You can learn more about my practice at njhormones.com. So our topic today is bioidentical hormone replacement. And the beautiful thing about this is that there are incredible benefits for both men and women who decide to take control of their health and pursue treatment with bioidentical hormones. And the beautiful thing about it is that those that do that will feel better, they'll feel more energy, they'll feel more vitality, and on top of that, will have incredible health benefits for themselves. So the three biggest killers of women over the age of 70, the top three are: number one, heart disease. Number two, hip fractures. Number three, dementia. For men, heart disease is ahead number one by very far, but men also get dementia, that's number two, and men also get fractures, hip fractures. And while hip fractures sound like a broken bone, to those who've experienced a relative or themselves have had a hip fracture, it's a life-threatening situation, because to get such a fracture in the first place means that you are debilitated and your bones are weak, and so recovery is very difficult and unfortunately doesn't always happen. But fortunately, this is immensely preventable, and that's what I want to talk about today. And what I want to focus on, and I'm going to get to how hormones help you feel great, and doing that is a way to help you enjoy life, but I want to talk about potentially extending life. And the way that's done is by taking, for men, it would be testosterone replacement, and women, estrogen and progesterone, and for many, even a small amount of testosterone. And with that, the studies out there, the medical literature, shows very strongly that the health benefits far, far, far outweigh the risks. So why doesn't everyone take bioidentical hormone replacement? Why doesn't everyone automatically, when they turn 50 or when they reach menopause, why aren't they being recommended by their doctors? Well, there's several myths or misconceptions that are out there, partly because of what's happened with the pharmaceutical industry, and partly because those misconceptions about negative things that have happened with drugs that cause harm get confused with bioidentical hormones, which have been shown to be predominantly universally helpful. I'll give you some examples. So for women, when I was going to medical school and we talked about hormone replacement and its benefits and risks, we were talking about two drugs. We were talking about one drug called Premarin, Premarin is a truncation of three words. Pregnant mare's urine. That's what Premarin is. And so Premarin is a type of estrogen, but it's a type of estrogen that horses produce. So why do they give that to women rather than bioidentical hormones? Well, the cynical side of me would say that you can patent it because it's a drug. You can't patent bioidentical estrogen. And then on the other hand, there's another drug called Provera. Provera is what women take instead of progesterone. Progesterone is what the body naturally produces. Provera is produced in a lab. It's synthetic. And what is shameful, in my opinion, is that Provera has terrible toxic side effects. Provera can potentially increase the risk of blood clots. Provera potentially increases the risk of breast cancer. And we have Premarin, which has a slight increased risk of breast cancer and can also dislodge blood clots. However, with bioidentical hormones, they have shown none of these terrible side effects. So what's happened is, and it's very easy to understand if you don't look at the literature and you just get taught what you're exposed to, that hormone replacement is bad because it causes cancer or it causes blood clots. So people, including doctors, confuse those synthetic hormones with bioidentical hormones. Fortunately, we have a huge amount of research out there that shows that bioidentical hormones do not cause those same effects. So the risk of cancer is not increased with bioidentical hormones. The risk of heart disease is not increased with bioidentical hormones. Now, what I'm going to tell you now is going to sound almost ridiculously, almost too ridiculous to be true. But the studies show that for women taking estrogen, bioidentical estrogen, estradiol, the risk of heart disease is, if without taking hormones, the risk is 1, the chance of getting heart disease when taking hormones is between 0.37 and 0.5, cut down by half or more. That is a huge reduction in heart disease. I tell this to my cardiology friend, and he tells me, well, that's for the gynecologist. But this is heart disease. We're trying to prevent heart disease. That's what bioidentical hormones do. Well, it's not my thing. Okay, so that's why I took it upon myself to learn the literature, to understand the connections between hormones and health. So this great benefit of estrogens for heart disease, let's compare it with statins, which have marginal benefits for heart disease with a lot more side effects. So here you have estrogen that dramatically reduces cardiovascular disease, and then you have statins, which everyone uses, but they're not, and they are helping achieve lower cholesterol, but not the outcomes that we're looking for. So then we have another condition that I mentioned, osteoporosis. Osteoporosis is thinning of the bones. In women, it starts to accelerate at around the time of menopause, and that's because estrogen levels decrease. And fortunately or unfortunately, osteoporosis doesn't have any symptoms attached to it until it's too late. And the reason it doesn't have any symptoms, there's no pain when the bones thin. So osteoporosis does not cause pain, but unfortunately, it's like having termites in your home. It thins out all the wood, or in this case, all the bones, so eventually the bones start to collapse. And those collapses are called fractures, and they can be devastating. And there are some drugs out there that do help with osteoporosis. there are a class of drugs called bisphosphonates. And the most common one that people may have heard of is Fosamax, but there's several others. And they have significant side effects, and they have not been shown to actually increase bone density. They slow the progression of thinning bones. So if someone already has thin bones, they're not going to get any stronger. The only, I'm not going to call it a drug, but the only input, the only thing that we know actually increases bone density is estradiol, estrogen. And my patients on bioidentical hormones can expect their bone density to actually increase on their bone density studies. And once they're increased, there's a chance they may even be able to stop the medications that they're taking for osteoporosis because something is finally working. So the benefits then are just feeling stronger, having a better heart function, and better heart function on the negative side is heart disease. On the positive side, when your heart is functioning better, you're able to do a lot more. And when you're able to do a lot more, you're able to enjoy life a lot more. With dementia, the third condition that I mentioned to start, with dementia, when starting hormone replacement and taking hormone replacement for 10 years, more than 10 years, the incidence of dementia decreases dramatically by 50%. And so, again, this is a condition that will hopefully not affect anybody out there, but unfortunately, it does. Sometimes it starts as young as our 60s, and really, it correlates again with the loss of estrogen. So, again, estrogen replacement can dramatically reduce the incidence of dementia. So, with none of these conditions, taking hormone replacement does not guarantee you're going to get any of them, but it certainly increases your odds of success. And when I say success, I mean living a healthy, full life well into whatever your goals are. And more important, living, feeling well, and feeling energy. I am Dr. Warren Slayton. I'm at the Regenerative Healing Center in Ridgewood, New Jersey. You can either look up my website and learn more at njhormones.com, or feel free to give us a call at 201-882-1500. 201-882-1500. So it's, and now I'm going to switch my focus a little bit to the men in my audience. For men, testosterone replacement, for better or worse, has been in the news and certainly been advertised quite a bit. There's testosterone replacement, and then there are many drug, quote, supplements and different interventions that simulate testosterone replacement. And the one benefit that they focus on is better sexual performance. I guess that sells, but that's not the only benefit to testosterone replacement. The key part of testosterone replacement that I want you to understand is that not only will your energy increase, not only will you have more vitality and improve sexual health, and I will define improved sexual health as better erectile quality and better orgasm quality and better libido. But just as important, one who takes testosterone replacement is likely to have many health benefits similar to the benefits that I mentioned for women. And these include better cardiac health. And how does that happen? How would testosterone improve your heart health? Well, for one thing, one of the biggest contributors to heart disease and even other conditions like diabetes is visceral fat. So, and visceral fat is the unhealthiest kind of fat. We don't see visceral fat. It's inside of us, but it generally correlates with what we see on the outside. So what we see on the outside is just looking fat. But what we see, what we know on the inside that's causing all the problems with being fat is fat around the organs. That is what visceral fat is. And fortunately, we have an option that reduces visceral fat, and that is testosterone. So by reducing visceral fat, improved cardiac health, and generally feeling better. With visceral fat, we generally feel weighed down, and not just weighed down by the fat, but just this general feeling of tiredness, lack of energy. And with testosterone replacement, that energy can improve. So basically, it's an opportunity for improved health with improved energy and overall well-being. Another benefit, like for women, is improved bone density. Men who take testosterone replacement will have a higher bone density. Similarly, they will have better cognitive function. Cognitive function means ability to think, and with that, again, less dementia. So the benefits of testosterone replacement are overall feeling of health, overall well-being, and overall improvement in heart health and in bone health and in brain health. That's pretty good for something that we produce naturally. Our peak testosterone occurs in our 20s and then gradually declines. For women, menopause and their loss of hormones occurs relatively rapidly, precipitously. It's a rapid decline. For men, it's more gradual. And so there's just generally a feeling one day where I just don't have the same energy I did before. Well, part of the reason you may not have that energy is that your testosterone levels have declined. And fortunately, there's something that we can do to increase your testosterone level, and that's with bioidentical testosterone replacement. So what are some of the concerns about testosterone replacement that would scare some people from taking it? Well, there's this myth, and I will call it a myth because it's been disproven in the literature, that testosterone will reduce will increase your risk of getting prostate cancer. And the reason for this myth is the first person who was describing testosterone replacement expressed a concern about it. And because of that, I believe that anyone who followed along, again, looked at that factor and said, well, prostate gets stimulated by testosterone, so that must be dangerous to stimulate the prostate. But fortunately, the literature has not borne that out. And testosterone replacement has been shown to have, or should I say, men who take testosterone replacement have not been shown to have increased risk of prostate cancer. In fact, men who have a low testosterone level below normal actually have increased risk of prostate cancer. And I could get into some of the medical reasons why that might be so, because it sounds counterintuitive, but generally, if your testosterone level is low, you're going to get more visceral fat, and that increases your risk for all kinds of diseases, including prostate cancer. So if you can take testosterone replacement and reduce your visceral fat, then you're going to overall be healthier and, in general, reduce your risk of cancer. I am Dr. Warren Slayton. I'm at the Regenerative Healing Center in Ridgewood, New Jersey. You can either look up my website and learn more at njhormones.com, or feel free to give us a call at 201-882-1500. 201-882-1500. So I feel it is my mission to educate the medical community and the community at large about the benefits of bioidentical hormone replacement, because I think that the stigmas attached to it, for some of the reasons that I mentioned, have caused both physicians and patients to be fearful of taking bioidentical hormones when they actually provide the key to living a healthier and potentially longer life. So when someone takes bioidentical hormone replacement, there's an opportunity to generally feel younger. What is involved in starting bioidentical hormone replacement? Meeting with an expert physician. And you want to make sure that your physician understands hormones and understands the literature to give you the optimal hormone, the optimal type of hormone replacement. One example is many practitioners use, for women, estrogen through the skin, called transdermal estrogen. It's been given what's called transdermally, and it's sometimes applied with a patch and sometimes a cream that gets rubbed in. This is definitely beneficial, but the reality is the studies show that oral estrogen has much better cardiac benefit. With oral estrogen, when you take the estrogen through the mouth, it gets absorbed through the stomach, and then the liver processes the estrogen. When the liver processes the estrogen, it creates a type of estrogen compound that actually improves one's lipids. So with oral estrogen, your HDL cholesterol, which is the good type of cholesterol, will go up, while your LDL cholesterol, which is the bad type of cholesterol, will go down. And thus, that puts you on the path to better cardiac health. So getting into the hands of someone who knows that, who knows the literature, is going to help you maximize the benefit you're going to get from your hormone replacement. When you take estrogen through the skin, you're going to get many benefits, and I've discussed many of them. You'll get the improved bone density, but the improved cardiac health is most enhanced with oral estrogen. Another example, why you want to go to someone who really knows their stuff, who really knows the literature, is so that they don't get caught into these misconceptions that are not based on the literature. For instance, for men who take testosterone, some of that testosterone gets converted to estrogen. It's not a lot. It's not enough. It's not going to cause any side effects, but it will produce benefits. So when the testosterone gets converted to estrogen, you get the same benefit from testosterone in terms of feeling stronger and feeling more vitality, but you also get stronger bone density and stronger and better heart health. So when you block the conversion with a chemical of testosterone to estrogen, which is done out there, that's going to negate a lot of the health benefits of taking testosterone. And what I want to bring home is it is so important to make sure that whoever you're working with for your bioidentical hormones understands the literature to avoid these pitfalls. So that is the key to success with bioidentical hormone replacement. And the other aspect is that you want the doctor that you see for bioidentical hormone replacement to understand the bigger picture. So they're not just giving you a hormone prescription and sending you out the door. They are looking at your overall health, looking at your wellness, looking at your nutrition, looking at your fitness, lifestyle, and then working with that to not force you to do something or tell you have to do something, but put you in the right direction and give you good information so you can maximize your health. There are other hormones that can be helpful as well. I'll throw out some examples. One is thyroid hormone. And another is a hormone for both men and women called DHEA, which is related to testosterone. And those can all help enhance the benefits of the bioidentical hormone replacement. So it's not just a quick prescription. It's an overall program of health that will improve your wellness and overall make you feel better. So that's really what bioidentical hormone replacement is all about. I hope that someday the services of a specialist are not needed to give bioidentical hormone replacement. But for now, the literature is such that you really have to learn it and you really have to make an effort to undo the stigmas that are attached based on myths that I learned in medical school. And to undo those myths takes a lot of reading and a lot of understanding of the literature. And fortunately, I've been able to help a lot of patients with that because it leads them on the path to better health, better vitality, and feeling good. And that's what good medical care is all about.
It's Dr. Warren Slayton at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. You can call my office at 201-882-1500 or check out my website, njprolo.com. Next week, we're going to be changing gears a little bit. We're going to be talking about a health condition that's very common, insulin resistance, and we're going to talk about insulin resistance, fat, and hormones. And we're going to see how those all connect with one another and a way to greatly enhance your health. This is Dr. Warren Slayton, Regenerative Healing Center, 201-882-1500.